This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good evening, Rabbi Isai. We continue Daf HaShavua. We just learned the Mishnah. On Chaf Amid Beis, the Mishnah listed 11 chumras of Kodshim over Truma. And the Gemara wants to know, B'kodesh my time alai. We're talking about the first chumrah. And we say when it comes to Kodshim, we're toivel kalim within kalim. And for Truva, we're not. You know, in Yana Diyayma, Tfilas Kalim. So when it comes to Kodshim, we're Toivel Kalim within Kalim. And for Truma, for Truma, we're Toivel Kalim within Kalim, but not for Kodshim. Says the Gemara, B'Kodesh, my time Allah. Why don't we Toivel Kalim within Kalim for Kodshim? Amar of Ila Mibnei Shekveda Shokli Choitse. It's because the heaviness of the inner kli will be a chatzitza for the outer kli. Pasha, because of chatzitza. It's a chatzitza. The inner kli will serve as a chatzitza for the outer kli. So therefore, we cannot be toivel kalim within kalim because it's going to be a chatzitza. But you might remember that Chumra number 6. Chumra number 5. We said loy kemidas hakodesh midas hatruma, that by kodesh we have to untie all knots, we have to dry it, and by truma the knot could be tied and it could be wet. So that means we already said that what's a hefsik for truma is not a what's a hefsik for kodesh is not a hefsik for truma. We already said one of the differences. Chumra number 5 is what's a chatzitza for kodshim is not a chatzitza for truma. Says the Gemara, v'hamida seifa, from the fact that the seifa says, mishum chatzitza, because of chatzitza, reisha, lav mishum chatzitza, that implies the reisha is not because of chatzitza. The tani seifa, the loik midas ha-kodesh, midas ha-truma, the mida of kodesh is not like the mida of truma. Shabakodesh matir umanagiv, when it comes to kodshim, we untie and we dry. Umatvil, and then we're toivel. Viachekach koishar, and then we tie. Uvitruma, when it comes to truma koishar, we tie. Viachekach matvil. So from here we see that one of the fifth chumra is that by kodshim, what's a chatzitza is not a chatzitza for truma. So you can't say the reasoning of why you can't be toivel kalim within kalim for kachim is because of chatzitza, because that's the same reason for chumra number 5. Says the Gemara, reisha b'seifa mishum chatzitza. Says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara, yes, reisha b'seifa mishum chatzitza, both the reisha, case 1, and the seifa, case 5, are because of chatzitza. Utsricha, and we need both of them. Why? If it would just say the Reisha, Hava Amina, I would have thought the reasoning for the Reisha, Hainu Taima Delakoidesh Loi, I would think, this is the reason why by Kachim you cannot be Toivel Kalim within Kalim, Mishum Kvedoi Shokli, because there's a real Chash, the heaviness of the inner Kli, Deika, Avo Seifa, but in the Seifa, Deleka Kvedoi Shokli, you don't have the heaviness of a Kli, you only have a Svara. Where, let's say, for instance, where we have an issue that there's a knot or it's wet, those are less of a concern than the heaviness of the inner kli. Meaning, if it would just say the first case, I would think only in that case it's a problem by kachim and not truma, because that's you have the heaviness of the kli. Aval seifa deleka kvedo shokli, but in the seifa you don't have the heaviness of a kli. Ema, I would say, l'koidesh nami lo I have a chatzitza. For a kachim, it's also not a chatzitza. V'yashma inan seifa, and if it would say the seifa, hava amina, I would have thought, hainu taima. This is the reason. De l'koidesh loi, mishum, de l'kitra, de maya, haduki mehadik. Because a knot in water gets very tight. Meaning, maybe only then it's a chatzitza for kachim, because the knot gets very tight. Avo reisha, but in the reisha, demaya, akufi makfile, but in the reisha where we're talking about one kli within another, where the water causes one the kli, the inner kli, to float, Demaya akfu makfile lamana, where the water causes the kli to float. Lo have a chatzitza, it's not a chatzitza. And therefore tzricha, meaning I need both cases. I need the case of kli within a kli, because there the heaviness of the kli, there the heaviness of the kli is a factor, but you might not think that applies to the knot and the wetness. And if it would just say the knot, I would think a knot is particularly tight, as opposed to a kli within a kli, it might float. Says the Gemara, Rav Ila letamei. Rav Ila goes according to his reason. Meaning Rav Ila, who establishes the reasoning of the Mishnah, that in the first place, you can't have the toivah one kli within another for kachem, but you could do it for truma. He goes according to his reason, because Rav Ila says, Amar Rav Ila, Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, Eser Mailoi Shanukan. They taught 10 levels here, meaning Rav Ila learns there are not 11 chumras in the Mishnah, there are only 10. And chumra number 1 and chumra number 5 are the same, meaning Rav Ila goes according to his reason. Rav Ila, who says the reasoning why you can't be taiva one kli within another is because of chatzitza, goes according to his reason that there are 10 milos said in the Mishnah. Chamesh rishonais, the first 5 ones, Bein l'koidesh, bein l'chulin. They apply whether for kachim or for chulin. Whether for kachim, bein l'koidesh, bein l'chulin shenasa al taras ha-koidesh. Or for chulin that is performed al taras ha-koidesh. Remember, we learned earlier that there is a deah that when chulin is made al taras ha-koidesh, its mam is treated like koidesh. Achroinois, the last 5, l'koidesh. Those chumras only apply mamish to kachim. Avaloi l'chulin shenasa al taras ha-koidesh. In other words, we said on Yotessim and Beis that there's a Deya. The Gemara said, Shema mina chulin shenasa ataras ha-koidesh ke-koidesh dami. And then there was a Deya, no, it's like truma, no, it's like chulin. But Rav Ila learns that the reasoning of the first chumra of the Mishnah, Rav Ila learns the chumra of the first reasoning of the Mishnah is because of chatzitza. And Mamela, he learns there are only 10 chumras. And therefore, the first 5, he says, apply for both for kachim and for chulin that are nasu al tarasach kaidesh. And the last case, the last 5, only apply for kachim and not for chulin shenasu al tarasach kaidesh. So now the Gemara wants to know, why are we mechalik between the first 5 chumras that apply to chulin shenas al taras hakodesh as opposed to the last 5 that do not apply to chulin shenas al taras hakodesh? Says Gemara, my taima chamesh kamaisa. What's the reason that the first 5 chumras apply to chulin shenas al taras hakodesh? This lhu jrara de tuma medaraisa. In the first 5 chumras, there is a jrara, there is a concern for tuma d'oraisa, so therefore gozru b'hu rabbanon, and the rabbanon were gozer bein l'koidesh, both for koidesh bein l'chulin and for chulin shenasa taras koidesh. But basraisa, the last 5, the lesel who drar the tuma d'oraisa, where there's no concern of tuma d'oraisa, gozru b'hu rabbanon l'koidesh, the rabbanon were gozer for koidesh l'chulin shenasa taras koidesh loy gozru b'hu rabbanon, for chulin that are made al taras koidesh, the rabbanon were not gozer. So, we have to explain this. Why in the first 5 cases you have a concern of Tuma Medairaisa, and the last 5 cases you don't have a concern of Tuma Medairaisa? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Drara de Tuma Medairaisa, Chshash Tuma Medairaisa. Number 1, Kli B'toich Kli. If it's a Chatzitza, Rashi says, Tuma Medairaisa hi. There's a concern for Tuma Medairaisa. Number 2, Achayrayim V'toich. In the case of where you have the back and the inner part of the back and the inner part of the kli, meaning you have 2 separate parts of the kli. Afal gav de bekelim shenitmu achayrav. Even though we said this is not talking about where a kli became tame with tuma d'oraisa, otherwise the whole kli would automatically become tame, and we're talking about where it became tame b'tuma d'rabbanon. Miu hada amar rabbanon mashken metamin Kli mishum gzera demashka dazav. The reason why the Rabbanon said that a kli could become tame with mashkin is atu, where it became tame with the liquid of a zav. And zav, let's say his spittle or his urine, is a tumadai raisa. And therefore, since it's out of concern for tumadai raisa, namely, you might confuse a regular liquid with the liquid of a zav, therefore we apply it both for kachem and for chul and shenasa al taras hakodesh. The third chumra, that if you carry a midras, you could carry in the other hand shuma but not kachem. There also there's a chash of tumadai raisa, like the Gemara explains, where the shoe strap of a zava or a nida fell in the airspace of the barrel. A beged, the big day am oichle tshuma, is a midras for kodesh. Remember we said the level of watching the beged for an oichle tshuma is considered tame for a kachim, because there's a concern that maybe you didn't watch it enough for to guard it from a tumadai raisa. And the fifth chumra was kelim that were completed the tara, but there may have contracted tumah before they were completed. It's because there's a concern of tumadai raisa. So whenever there's a concern of tumadai raisa, we're goyzer, whether it's a kadshim or chulin shenasa taras kadesh. But the last five cases, these are only cases of tumah derabanan. For example, a kli joining together whatever is inside of it is a din and tumah derabanan. The din that kachim become revi is derabanan. The din that by truma if one hand becomes tameh, the other is tahar, and by kachim it's tameh, it's a din derabanan. The din that kachim cannot be eaten with tameh hands, even if it was lo'yuch shel kabel tumah, is a din derabanan, as well as the chumra of the oinen and mechusar kippurim. And therefore, it only applies to eichle kachem, but not to eichle chulin al taras hakodesh. So that's the opinion of Rav Ila. Rav Ila learns you can't be toiva one kli into another kli because of a chshash of chatzitza, and that's why he learns there are only 10 cases in the Mishnah. But Rava Amar no. Rava says me the seifa having mishum chatzitza. The fact that the seifa is because of chatzitza, reisha lav mishum chatzitza. The reisha is not because of chatzitza. So what's the reason for the reisha? V'reisha hainu taima. This is the reason for the reisha. Gezeira shela yatbil machtin v'tzinoirois b'kli she'ein v'pfiv kishvay faras hanoid. The halacha is like this, that in order to be attached to a mikvah, it has to have an opening the size of a tube of a skin bottle. Now let's say you're toivel needles and spinning hooks in a little a skin bottle, and the skin bottle is attached to the mikvah, but if the opening is not the size of a little tube, then the water is not connected, and whatever your toivel in the skin bottle is not considered nitval, because it's not considered nitval because it's not attached to the mikvah. So we're afraid if you're a toivel, a small pot in a larger pot, we're afraid that you may come to be toivel a needle in a jar or a jug or a skin bottle where the opening is very small and then it's not attached to the mikvah. So Rava learned it has nothing to do with chatzitza. The reason you can't be toivel one clean another is a gzera, lest you come to be toivel something in a mikvah in a bag where the opening is not bigger than the tube of a skin bottle. Now what could you possibly get into that bag? A needle or a spinning hook? Says the Gemara, k'detanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, iruv mikvois k'shoyferes hanoid. There's a din of hashaka. Hashaka says like this, if you have a mikvah that's 40 sa, and another mikvah next to it that's, let's say, 20 sa, if they're connected in the size of a tube, like the k'shoyferes hanoid, like a tube of a skin bottle, then it's considered connected. Now, the connection of the mikvah can't be just the size of the whole of the skin bottle, the tube of the skin bottle, but it includes the outer circumference of that tube. Ka'ovia, the size of the thickness of the tube, v'chachalola, and like the size of the hole, which we estimate to mean k'shtei etzvois choizroisim l'kayman, like two fingers that could rotate the two fingers closest to the thumb could rotate in all directions. That's approximately the size of Kishvayferes Hanoid. So, therefore, the reason, according to Rava, that you're now to be toivel, one clean another, is lest you come to be toivel needles in a skin tube. Now, Rava holds, that there are 11 cases in the Mishnah. Savra La, he holds, Kahada Amar of Nachan, Amar Rav Arvua, Yud Aleph Milo Shanukan. There are 11 chumras here. Sheish Rishonois, Bein L'Kodesh, Bein L'Chulin Shnas, Atar HaKodesh, and Achroinois, the final five ones, L'Kodesh, Avaloi L'Chulin Shanasu Atar HaKodesh. Okay, we'll hold it over here, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll pick it up, Chol HaMoed, and we'll try to do Sunday night and Monday night. Okay, when is Yom Tif? Tuesday night, right? No, the second days. The second days of Yom Tif.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.